Today is November 13th, 2010, and I, Aaron Keith, am accompanied by Aaron Weiss. Aaron graduated from Drake University in the spring of 2010 and is currently employed at Waukee High School as a history teacher. Aaron is also a football coach for Waukee's middle school. Aaron, could you start out by speaking a little bit about your childhood and life leading up to Drake?
Yes, I will. I was born in Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska. Moved to Grand Island when I was in second grade. I moved to Iowa when I was a freshman in high school because of my dad's job. So started going to high school at Waukee High School in Iowa. I was a four-sport athlete my freshman year. Played varsity on baseball team. Was all-state football, all-state track leading up to my senior year. Involved in a lot of different things at school, like FCA, student council, things like that. Very involved. And then I started going to Drake after that.
Okay, so it seems like you were pretty busy. So choosing Drake, was football a major influence on your decision?
Yeah, that was one of the factors that factored into my decision. I wanted to pick a school that I could play football at the highest level that I possibly could and still play a lot on the team, and then I wanted to have a great education as well. So when I visited Drake, I knew of their pretty prestigious education school. They're well known throughout the state of Iowa in teaching, and they also had a very... They had a Division I football program that traveled all across the nation that intrigued me a lot, and it felt like the right fit when I visited here. They offered me both things that I wanted in a school.
Okay. So while at Drake, who influenced you the most, and why is that person so special to you?
I would say the person that influenced me the most was my running backs coach, Coach Charles. While at Drake, we had three different head coaches coach the football team, and he was the same running backs coach that I had for all 4 years. And he was just a great guy. One thing that I liked about him was he respects his players a ton. He never looked down upon his players. He did everything that he possibly could for everybody. Just a very respectful guy, respectful man, and I loved the heck out of him, and I knew he loved the heck out of me, so he's just a great guy to play for, and he influenced me a lot.
So in between your time with studies and football, what was your favorite activity to do while at Drake that maybe helped the 4 years with school and football pass by maybe too fast or not fast enough?
Favorite activity? So, I don't know. A couple of things that we used to do, just me and my friends. Just on nights where we were all bored sitting around, is we'd go and get like a 2 liter of Mountain Dew, each get like a bag of donuts, and we'd just sit around and like watch a couple movies or something, and that was pretty fun. That was kind of one of the things that we did when we were bored, or like, I don't know, during finals week or something, we'd go out at like 2 in the morning to Perkins and after studying and just try to stay up all night, keep studying the night. That was a lot of fun too.
So while at Drake, what was your favorite thing to do, or maybe the worst thing that you liked or didn't like about Drake?
Favorite thing was probably just hanging out with friends all the time. They meant a lot to me. They're a lot of fun. We got along really well. We had the same interests. That was probably the best thing about Drake, is the people that I got to know. The worst thing was probably, I have to say, the food. I mean, it started off pretty good. I mean, all you can eat Hubble is not too bad, but then after you eat it every single day, it starts there's no variation and it starts getting pretty bad. Spikes was just the end of me. my freshman year. It's not as fancy as it is now. Packed on the old freshman 20 in my freshman year from Spikes. But, yeah, the food could have been a little better, in my opinion. It's probably the worst thing.
And you just talked about your friends. Do you still keep in touch with the friends from Drake?
Absolutely. One of the first people that I met here was my roommate. He probably became one of my best friends. He's from a town 10 minutes away from me. We played each other in high school in sports. And also, so we got along really well. We knew each other a little bit before coming here. And he now lives in Chicago. I mean, we see each other all the time. He comes to visit. I think we're going to go visit him here in a couple of weeks. A lot of my friends still live in Des Moines. We hang out all the time. I would say I hang out with my friends a lot more from Drake than I still do from high school. There's only a few select few from high school that I still actually talk to, but my friends from Drake I definitely still keep in touch with.
And those friends from out of town, I'm sure they like to come back for the Drake relays as it impacts thousands of people each year. How personally have the relays impacted you, and did you ever compete in the Drake relays?
That is one of the things that has impacted me. I mean, Drake relays is a huge event every year for the Drake community. It's a lot of involvement from outside of Drake. There's a lot of activities. I mean, there is the track meet, but there's a lot of activities outside of the track meet. Lots of my friends that didn't actually go to Drake came in and visited that weekend. It was a great time. Met a lot of different people. And I know going forward in the future that's one of the things that a lot of people are going to come back for, is the Drake relays, because it meant a lot to those people while they were going to Drake. And I know that a lot of my friends will be coming back in the future, and I will probably as well. I did run in the Drake relays all 4 years in high school. Placed a couple times, so it still actually means a lot to me. I'll probably be coaching track this year at Waukee, and I'm sure a couple of my athletes will be running the Drake relay, so it's been a part of my life and will in the future as well.
So moving on to away from Drake, looking back upon it, do you think your time at Drake went too fast or too slow?
I would say definitely way too fast. It's probably one of the best experiences that I've had in my life so far. I wouldn't change really anything about my experience at Drake. I made a lot of memories, and it's changed who I am, really, kind of shaped who I was. It went way too fast. I mean, it just feels like yesterday I was just a freshman moving into the dorms. And it doesn't really hit you until you graduate, and then it hits you once you don't go back to Drake that following fall. Is when it really hits you that you're not going back there. So it went way too fast.
Besides your friends, is there anything else that you could maybe speak about missing from Drake University?
I would say probably just being the fact that I was just on campus with a bunch of people that were my age that were all driven to achieve greatness in their lives. That's one thing that you're not really going to find anywhere else. Everyone is in the same exact spot as you, trying to learn as much as they can, become the people that they're going to be the rest of their lives, become responsible. They're on their own for the first time. It's really kind of an experience that's just going to be like nothing in your life again. It's just being around all those driven people really makes you feel like you want to be your best as well. And probably what I'll miss is just the feeling that just being here on campus.
Yeah, you talked about Drake being a prestigious school and all the students working hard to achieve success. Do you think Drake has prepared you for the real world as well as or better than any other school could have?
It's hard to say because, you don't have, like, you don't experience another school at all. But I would say that I am absolutely prepared for the job that I'm in. There's nothing that I don't know, like, how to handle or anything is with teaching or anything. I definitely, everything has been talked about. I haven't felt like Drake has failed me in any way. I definitely feel like it has prepared me for to be one of the best teachers that I possibly could be. And it gave me, one of the things that I liked about Drake is it got you out. I knew I wanted to be a teacher from freshman year. It got me out into the real, like, teaching classrooms right away. It's one thing I liked about Drake. And first time I was in a classroom was my senior year student teaching. And I went, oh, crap, I don't want to be a teacher anymore. And I just wasted 4 years. So that was one thing that Drake offered me, which I liked. So it did prepare me from freshman year all the way up to senior year to become a teacher.
So you're is it a history economics teacher at Waukee Senior High School now?
Yes, I teach part-time world history, economics, and then I'll teach a class about contemporary affairs or looking hopefully to the future, become full-time, and I coach middle school football, middle school basketball will be coming up here, and I'll coach high school track as well. So I try to stay involved in the school a lot, meet as many kids as possibly can, just have a good experience. I get a lot of subbing as well in the afternoon since I'm only part-time. But Waukee is a growing school district, so hopefully in the near future I'll become a full-time teacher.
So as you progress on in your teaching career, do you also plan to continue progressing as a coach and hopefully move up to head coach status level someday?
Absolutely. One of the only reasons I've started coaching middle school is because Waukee didn't have any upper level varsity jobs open at the time. The middle school is the only paying jobs, and being a part-time teacher helps out with the money. In the future, I definitely want to move up, probably be a varsity coach, one day be a head coach. Definitely one of the things that head coach, the girls basketball coach at Waukee is talking to me the other day and said, if you wait till you're ready to become a head coach, you will never become a head coach. And I've kind of listened to that. And know that I'm trying to prepare myself right now to become a head coach. And if one opens up somewhere, I would definitely look into taking over that role in the near future, hopefully.
So, sounds like you're looking forward to progressing. Does that have an impact on your family here in Des Moines? Would you mind moving away, or do you prefer to stay in the Des Moines metro area?
I would try to stay somewhere in central Iowa, western Iowa, maybe eastern Nebraska area. A lot of my family live in Omaha and Des Moines. My brother just moved back here. I don't know, I'm kind of a Midwest person at heart, and I would like to stay pretty close to my family. Moving, I wouldn't go to Texas or something to coach down there. I don't know, I'd like to stay a lot closer to my family.
What degree do you currently have, Aaron, from Drake University, and do you plan to build on that and continue your education at some point?
I have a bachelor's degree in secondary education. I am certified to teach all social sciences, so I can teach what I'm teaching now, so like world history, economics, psychology, sociology, American history, government. I can teach all of those. My favorite subject, if I could teach it, would be American history. I love American history. That would be my favorite thing to teach, so hopefully I can teach that in the future. As far as continuing my education, I want to get my master's sooner than later. All the other teachers that I've talked about, that I've talked to, that are going back to get their master's right now, are all married, have a couple of kids, and they say it's the worst thing ever to do that. That says it spends, they spend almost all their time. They said there's just not enough time to get their homework done, or just class is just a nuisance. It's just too busy for them. So right now, I want to get my master's as soon as possible. Maybe coming back to Drake. I know a lot of people that have done that, getting my master's from Drake. They have a great master's program here. Maybe look into another some other couple places, but I'm pretty sure I'll probably come back to Drake for that. I think I might get it in maybe administration is my plan right now. I'd like to, after I'm done coaching for a while, possibly becoming maybe a principal somewhere or an athletic director. My first choice would be an athletic director just because I'm a big sports guy. I would like to do that. I think that's something I'd be really interested in doing in the future. So I need to try to get my master's as soon as possible. So one thing that also helps in education is as soon as you get your master's, you start making more money. You move up on the pay scale as well. So need to get on that here in the near future.
So moving on from your continuing education, after you've been teaching for a while and have moved on in life, do you see yourself giving back to Drake in the future?
Yeah, I've been contacted already to start giving back. But right now, I'm just not in a place where I'm able to do that. In the future, if I'm asked to do that again, I would definitely consider it. Just because Drake gave me so much, it offered me so much when I was here. So in the future, I would consider giving back to Drake. I'll support the football team just because that means a lot to me. I'll come back, watch the games if I'm in Des Moines, for sure. It's a pretty exciting time. They need a lot of support from people in the community because they don't always get a ton of fans. So the more that former football players can contribute back, that it shows those current players, that people care about them, and it gives them a reason to play.
And you talked about all the great things about Drake. Are there any regrets you have with your experience here at the university?
One regret that I have, and I even tell some of my students this when I'm teaching, when we're talking about world history and different things, different countries around the world. One regret that I have is I didn't get the opportunity to study abroad. I know lots of people that have had that opportunity, and they absolutely loved it. I would have loved to go to a different country, find and see the culture that they live, how they live, and how they interact with other people, and learn from their universities, and just get that whole experience of being in another country on my own. It would have just been a totally different experience than what living in Iowa would have been. And that is one thing that I have a regret, and I would strongly encourage a lot of people to study abroad. My sister studied abroad this summer in Germany and absolutely loved it. So that is one regret that I have.
Studying abroad, which country would be your first and first choice when choosing a country to study abroad in?
I think maybe it might have been I'd love to see Italy. We just got done talking about like the Romans and that time period, and I would have loved to have seen just some of the architecture and tour and this kind of the tour sites like the Colosseum and things like that, and just the landscape there would have been pretty cool. Or maybe England, just because I wouldn't have had to learn a whole nother language to study abroad. That would have made it a lot easier. But that is one thing that is with studying abroad is it would teach you to learn another language, and that would be pretty cool as well.
Thank you for your time with this question process. And just one more question that's kind of off topic. I know you're formerly from Nebraska and a big Cornhuskers fan, so what do you think about their progress this season, starting out to an 8-1 start?
Well, I'm pretty excited. I did get to go to the Texas game, which was kind of lousy because they lost, but I've also got to go to the Missouri when they play Missouri at home, and I went to the Iowa State game last weekend with another teacher, so those were all exciting games. I am a huge Nebraska fan because I grew up there. My grandparents' parents are all Nebraska fans. They'd disown me if I wasn't. So I am still keeping track of them, and it's pretty exciting for them to be ranked so high right now.
Well, thank you, Aaron, for your time, and good luck with your future endeavors.